Yesterday, the grand jury on the John Crawford case came back with nothing. The attorney for the family is Michael Wright, and Michael Wright is on the phone. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
That was, first of all, explain to our audience what happened. What is this video that we saw for the first time after the grand jury saw it yesterday? Take us through it, Mike.
Well, as you saw in the video, John Crawford, he wasn't doing anything wrong. He was not committing a crime. He was not posing an immediate threat to anyone or the officers. And you saw that John was shot and killed for no reason and without justification.
What did the grand jury see?
And that's hard for me to guess. Evidently, they did not see the video, because from the video, you can see clearly that Mr. Crawford was doing absolutely nothing wrong when he was shot and killed.
Why are we just now seeing the video? Because this happened. When did this incident happen?
This happened on August the 5th, and you're right. This video should have been released. The video should have been released a long time ago, but the Attorney General would not release the video.
I remember you coming on the air with Roland, and you said, "I have seen the video, and it is clear that he was murdered. John Crawford was murdered by police in that Walmart, and we never saw the video until yesterday."
And was it curious that the timing, as the grand jury is making their announcement and the release of the video itself?
That's very curious timing. And if you listen actually to the special prosecutor, he acted as if he was defending the officers when the grand jury came back with no indictment.
Wow. So
There's no audio on this video. Did the police say drop your weapon?
Well, even if they did say drop your weapon, it's clear from the video that Mr. Crawford did not either hear, or they said it simultaneously to them shooting, killing him.
Michael, was he on the phone with someone, as has been said before, and perhaps didn't hear them? Or was there some other person that heard what was going on?
No, he was on the phone. In his right hand, you can kind of see in the video, in his right hand was a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So he was
that
having
person
a conversation. Basically, he was getting to he was in the part of a store just looking at other things, having a phone conversation, and then was shot and killed. He didn't even know that there were officers in the store.
And the person on the phone, who was he talking to, and what did they hear?
He was talking to the mother of his children, and she just heard shots. And then she heard him screaming, and then she was at his father's house, in the mother's house. So after the shooting, she handed the phone to the father, and Mr. Crawford heard his son gasping for air and basically taking his last breath.
So did she testify?
And how many times was he shot? How many times was he shot?
He was shot twice.
In the back?
In the back. Well, it was from the back, but he was hit in the back of his left arm and in the side.
And was she called to give testimony?
It's my understanding that she was called. I don't know if she gave testimony. Mm. The whole, from my perspective, the investigation was, well, we don't know exactly what the investigation entailed, because they kept the family in the dark. Evidently, it wasn't enough to convince the grand jury that the officers did something wrong.
Why was the grand jury all white?
And that's a question, because the grand jury is made up of voters in Greene County.
And what's the population of Greene County, and what's the population, and what percentage is black?
I believe the population is about 40,000. I believe less than 5% is black.
We're talking to Attorney Michael Wright, and he has been on the case of John Crawford III, who was murdered at the Walmart in Ohio. And the grand jury yesterday chose not to indict the policeman. Is it true that the Ohio Attorney General can impanel another grand jury?
The Ohio Attorney General cannot. The U.S. Department of Justice, the U.S. Attorney's Office, can.
You mean Eric Holder?
Eric Holder, Carter Stewart.
And are they?
Well,
the Department of Justice announced yesterday they are going to investigate this, right?
Well, yes, but from our perspective, we've asked them to do that since day one.
And so now with this indictment, did that come down, or lack of indictment, I should say, so did that announcement come down from the Department of Justice after they chose not to indict yesterday?
Yes, about an hour after, we believe.
But you haven't heard from the Department of Justice since then?
No, I have not.
Demonstrations in Dayton?
There have been a few rallies and demonstrations in Dayton, yes, prior to the grand.
Thank God, nothing like Ferguson.
Well, yes. We're thankful that it has not got to that point.
Michael, can you tell us what kind of young man this was that we're talking about? I mean, because only thing we know is from August 5th on.
Right. He was a good young man. Came from a great family. He was not a felon. He had two children. He had a one-year-old and a five-month-old. And for all accounts, he was very family-oriented. He was a nice kid. I mean, he was just in Walmart shopping.
And he picked up a pellet gun?
He picked up a BB gun off the shelf. It was not in packaging. He just picked it up, as you can see from the video, just walked from one aisle to the other. No one was bothered by his presence. He walked past multiple customers. They weren't alarmed. Even there was a lady that subsequently...
What about the guy that made the call who said he was waving the gun and then recanted?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The police officers came in there and killed him based on information that was invalid. They did nothing to corroborate they didn't know who called 911. They just came in and killed this kid. The video is on YouTube, and I would urge everyone to look at it because
it's on Black America Web.
What about a civil lawsuit? You think the family will do that?
Well, that's a possibility. We are considering that, but at this point, the family, they are concerned about the unjust killing of their son. They're concerned about these officers being prosecuted for the murder of their son.
No.
Well, please continue, Attorney Michael Wright, keeping us up to date on what's going on there in Ohio and the John Crawford case. Thank you.